There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Tuesday. It's hour two, the NFL trade deadline. A little bit later on this afternoon, Albert Breer, great reporter, Monday Morning Quarterback, will tell us who's buying, who's selling. You buying the Cleveland Browns after what you saw last night? Because if you are, keep this in mind, they're two games out of first place. They're at the Dolphins, at the Bills. They host the Buccaneers. Then they get Deshaun Watson back, ironically enough. Coincidentally enough, against the Texans, but they could be built for the long haul. I don't know if they're going to trade Kareem Hunt. There's certainly been some chatter. Maybe the Rams would be interested in him, but that's a good team. You add Deshaun Watson, is there enough time for them to be a playoff contender? And if they do get in, how dangerous could they be? They looked great against the Bengals last night. Once again, the Cincinnati Bengals, same old issues, protecting Joe Burrow. Here's Joe Burrow when he was asked if the Bengals are panicking.
We're not panicking. We know what went wrong in each game. We'll go back and watch the film and make our corrections on this one, just like we always have, and come back out firing next week.
I would love for somebody to answer it in an honest way. So, Paulie, you play the reporter.
Joe, rough night, worst game of the season, 7 sacks. As a team, are you guys panicking?
Yeah, we are. Feel like it's over. We have no chance of getting back to the Super Bowl. Next question.
I said we're not panicking, okay? Nobody's panicking.
I'll just see someone answer that way.
You just, you know, and they, I applauded them. They went out and improved the offensive line, or at least we thought they did. And Cleveland set their sights on Joe Burrow, and they got to him. Jacoby Brissett played well. Jacoby Brissett then did bring up the obvious response to a lot of people who watched the Browns last night.
Nobody's giving us a chance, you know, and that's okay. You know, it's perfectly fine. And you got to find a way to get the guys to understand, like, hey, it only takes one. It all starts with one. And I think the guys did a really good job of that today.
Yeah, they did. They did. Give me the Bengals schedule there, Paulie. Let's say next four games.
This could help them out a little bit. They're hosting Carolina next week, bye week, at Pittsburgh, at Tennessee. So it's a somewhat friendly month.
Okay. But they're not going to have Ja'Marr Chase.
Nope.
For those games. Okay. And then the Ravens just picked up Roquan Smith, which is a big pickup for them because they needed help. They needed playmakers on defense. But the trade deadline is here. And we've had Christian McCaffrey shipped to San Francisco. The Eagles picked up defensive end Robert Quinn. And then yesterday the Ravens adding the NFL leader in tackles, Roquan Smith. There's a lot of talk. Certainly when we get to the trade deadline, it's, you know, no matter what sport, we get to the trade deadline, we're like, hey, you know, that's a possibility. Hey, that could happen. And then nothing ever happens. I'm curious if Chase Claypool of the Steelers gets dealt today. Brandon Cooks, I believe, has six seasons of at least 1,000 yards. That's one of those, really? And he's bounced around a little bit, but Brandon Cooks, Green Bay? Yeah, Paulie?
Yeah, Brandon Cooks started in New Orleans, and he's been on four teams. He's had six 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
And he's at, like, you know, in 8 years, he's got 600 catches.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
But he bounced around.
Yes, no, Seton.
You can make a hell of a living and a damn good career for yourself being sort of wide receiver for hire. Because, that dude, you bounce around like that. It's like, all right, who's a contender? Ooh. Let me maybe pile up a couple of rings here. But you're always playing on a good team. You're getting a decent amount of money.
Emmanuel Sanders felt like.
Sure.
He'd pop around there. All right, 877-3DP Show. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. We forewarned you that weather would be an issue last night in Philadelphia. It was. They postponed Game 3 of the World Series. Now you have the next two nights, then you're going to have a travel day, and then go into the weekend as well. You have Maction coming up tonight, a couple of games in the MAC, but baseball was going up against Monday night, and we wondered about that, going up against Monday Night Football, and then the rainout happened in Philadelphia. And it might be a boost for Philadelphia, at least some of the baseball experts saying this can help their rotation more than it would help Houston. We ask you, who's your October VP who, looking back, made the biggest impact? Seton, would you update the poll results from the first hour?
Well, that's going to be the hour two poll question, Dan. Hour one, we asked, were the Bengals that bad or the Browns that good?
Oh, okay.
Can't be both.
It can't be both, although many people replied both.
Okay.
77% say the Bengals were just that bad.
They were bad.
Yeah. So for September VP, okay, we've got, October VP. Rookie move. Geno Smith, Bryce Harper, Hendon Hooker, Micah Parsons.
Other.
Okay, last and final. That's it? Final list?
You know what? Let me go through these phone calls here because somebody may jog our memory here that we need to put them on for what they did in the month of October.
Great.
All right. Like Mike in Tampa. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
How's it going, guys?
Hi, Mike.
So I've got an October VP, and then I have a stat associated within, but you don't need to play the music or anything unless you feel it's worthy after I'm done. But my October VP is off the cuff, and it's Deion Sanders. And the reason why is not only was he undefeated in October, he's undefeated, period. He had game day come to Jackson State. And in my opinion, that correlates with the fact that Auburn fired Brian Harsin yesterday. And not only did they fire him, they gutted four or five members of his staff, basically just opening the way for Deion to be the next coach there. And that goes into my stat. So Auburn has paid roughly $37 million in the last 2 years for buyouts to their head football coaches. That's approximately $54,900 per day over 687 days.
Thank you, Mike, for doing the math. The Deion Sanders topic here, he was just interviewed on 60 Minutes. He's done a wonderful job at Jackson State. The Auburn job opens up, and it feels like any of these jobs that open up, Deion is going to be mentioned. Yes, Eden?
I'm only partially kidding with this, but part of me isn't. Does Deion Sanders want to go coach Bo Jackson's alma mater? They're always linked. They're always spoken about each other. You know what I mean? They're always named in sort of tandem. Does he want to go do that?
I think there's enough separation there. I don't know how the egos play out here where, like, I'm not coaching Bo's alma mater. His alma mater turned him down. Florida State said no.
It's true.
And he lobbied for that. Mm. If that's the case, your alma mater doesn't want you. You're going to go wherever you think you can make a difference.
It would be an incredibly stupid reason to not take a job like that.
Yes.
I get that,
yeah.
But it was the first thing I thought of.
How do you think social media is going to view this if Deion leaves Jackson State after 2 years? Probably not well, because he got a lot of recognition, a lot of credit. 60 Minutes is there because he's at Jackson State. If he was at Auburn, 60 Minutes isn't there. This is, you're at a historically, you know, the black colleges and universities, and there's almost a movement there of, can we get former NFL players like Eddie George come in and be a head coach there? Let's revitalize these black colleges and universities. Fundraising in here. If you go back to the old AFL, the AFL was sprinkled with great players who played for small colleges, predominantly black colleges. And the AFL was bringing those players in. The NFL, the old guard, was not. And you had a lot of these players who, you know, Hall of Famers, who got a chance to play because the AFL gave them chances. And then after that, it felt like these players wouldn't end up at these small colleges. They would go someplace else, and then they would end up, you know, in the NFL. Yes, Eden.
I have a feeling that should Deion leave for Auburn, the media is not going to treat him fairly. Okay. What happened? I thought you were going to stay at Jackson State and build something special with you. The work's already done. I thought that the kids meant something to you. Now you're just going to leave? You could see that coming a mile away across sports talk radio and columns all over the place.
But if he's been selling that, then why isn't he susceptible to the criticism that it will come along with that?
Can we find one coach in the history of athletics who was just right up front and been like, hey, look, this is my first job. I'm just using this as a launching pad to my next one. Like literally no coach ever in the history of athletics has said, I'm just here for a temporary so I can get another better job. Nobody has ever said that.
So Deion, it doesn't matter how long he stays there?
I think it would be probably too quick. That 2 years, yeah, I think.
But he sold this. This is what he's selling. Like, this is bigger than just I took a football job. This is a movement here that he's selling, and it feels like, look, you can go wherever you want. I don't care how much you make and whatever you want to do, but if you're selling it, then social media, there's going to be a backlash of, yep, just like everybody else, in it for a payday. Whether it's fair or not, because I applaud him. I know two jobs that he was up for. Didn't get them. Not Florida State. There are two other jobs. Didn't get him. And I thought, why wouldn't you take a chance on Deion? If he can get players, he's going to be on shows. He's going to get interviewed. You're going to get publicity. Players love him. You know, why wouldn't you take a chance? Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, and I think it might also be like a domino effect. Like, say if he leaves and he's getting these top, you know, these five-star recruits, and he leaves for Auburn, and they'll say, well, if he'd left, you know, Jackson State, why do I have to go to Jackson State, where the facilities, and they talked about it on 60 Minutes, the facilities at SEC schools are just head and shoulders above.
Oh, sure.
And so they're like, well, what's the reason? If you left, you know, why do I have to come here to Jackson State?
And he got a couple of players that, you know, should have gone to, you know, bigger schools, could have gone to bigger schools. And these are top 20 players, but he got them to go to Jackson State. Are they going to go with him? And the answer is probably so. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I wonder if Deion, maybe if the 60 Minutes thing makes him change his mind and say, like, look, what I'm doing here is maybe even bigger than I knew what I'm doing. You know, his legacy was going to be this great two-sport athlete, a great entertainer, a good broadcaster. But now he may rewrite it. He's in the middle of rewriting his own legacy, and he may not realize how big he'll be. 20 years from now, we could talk about Deion Sanders, and the first line could not be the playing career. And I, you know, there would be nothing cooler if he came out and said, I'm taking my name out of the running for Auburn football. That's the move. Because, like, I'm choosing to stay at Jackson State when I don't have to. I'm choosing.
Okay, who thinks Deion is at Jackson State starting next season? Paulie does? Everybody. Okay.
If they're going to call this year, they're going to call next year.
Yeah. Oh, they're definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
And Auburn can wait for Deion. But I wonder. And it's not like he's going to have a drop-off in his program. They're going to be the best team in that league. The question is, what does that mean? And you know, your ego is like, hey, I'm really good at this. Do I want to be bigger? I want to remember when he was on with me 2 years ago, this before he took the Jackson State jump. And he said, I promise you, I'm going to be a head coach in college football next year. He already knew and probably knew that he had Jackson State if he wanted Jackson State. But I just wonder what, and maybe he doesn't care about social media. Feels like everybody does, but it's coming after you, it feels like, after two years. How long is long enough before you can go to another job, a bigger job? Yeah, Marv.
Do you think that they have to start playing some of these real big-time schools to really get their name out there even more so?
Yeah, but a lot of these schools won't play those schools because you have everything to lose. That's why when, you know, you'd have Michigan play Appalachian State, then I got to pay you, and then they beat us. Or North Dakota State. Remember when schools would go, yeah, we're going to bring in North Dakota State. And I'm like, you're in trouble. Oh, by the way, that's a great program. But a lot of these big-time universities, they don't want to bring them in. I'm going to pay you, and then I run the risk of you beating me. Yes, Pauline.
Most colleges, you can go to their website. If you go to Alabama, you can see their out-of-conference schedule for the next couple of years. They schedule years in advance. Jackson State football has no 2023 schedule listed. Yeah. They're open for business. But if you're like a school down south who plays Jackson State, everyone's rooting for Jackson State. And you got to pay them to come to your house. Where's the upside?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls. The October VP candidates, World Series tonight. We got our poll question. Our phone number, 877-3DP-SHOW. We say good morning to those who are on chat row. Those who are dialing us up, Operator Tyler standing by, our radio affiliates around the country, and, of course, our streaming partner. That's Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. We'll take a break. Who's buying? Who's selling with the NFL trade deadline? Did the Ravens get a bargain in trading for Roquan Smith from the Bears? Back after this with the Monday Morning Quarterback, Albert Breer, Jim Nance, in an hour from now here on the Dan Patrick Show. Holidays are coming. Schedule's about to get busy, and you could be motivated, but the holidays are draining. They're stressful. Traveling, shopping, then you have a job to do. Well, just get ahead of it. M-Drive. M-Drive can help you perform at your best. Supplements that are made specifically for us to address stress, weight, and energy. You feel your best. Enjoy the holidays. You can find top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. And for my listeners, Black Friday, starting early, get 25% off all M-Drive supplements. That's through November. You know, M-Drive might be the November VP for you. If you have the energy and the drive to get it done for the holidays, you can thank M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Get the exclusive code put in there, Dan 55,000, and you're going to get started today, 25% off. So get into the holidays and actually have a good time. Text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton in include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Trade deadline later on today, as Albert Breer pointed out, Monday morning quarterback. Probably not a lot of action going on at the trade deadline. Only seven teams are more than two games under 500 right now. And the seventh seed in the AFC, the Chargers, 4-3. The seventh seed in the NFC is the Niners at 4-4. I gave you updated odds today, and it surprised some people. Obviously, Buffalo is your Super Bowl favorite, according to DraftKings. Then the Eagles, then the Chiefs. The Niners are fourth on that list at 13-1, Cowboys 15-1, and the Ravens, my Ravens, slowly creeping up at 18-1 after picking up Roquan Smith from the Bears. Albert Breer, the great reporter, lead content strategist for the Monday morning quarterback. Who's buying, who's selling today, Albert?
Well, you know, I wrote this on Saturday, Dan. I think the pass rushers are going to drive the highest end of the market today. And there are three in particular that teams have made calls on. That's Bradley Chubb from Denver, Brian Burns from Carolina, and Josh Allen from Jacksonville. I think you look at where those guys are in their contracts, that obviously has something to do with it. Regime changes, you know, in all three places, you know, I think plays into it as well. But it's not going to be cheap to get those guys out of those places. I would say, in the case of Allen and Chubb, it's going to take at least a first-round pick, probably more than that. And I think in the case of Brian Burns, it would take more than two first-round picks. So if you want a pass rusher, I think that those are the three that are sort of the bells of the ball. And if you want to talk about teams that are out there looking for pass rushers, Rams, Chiefs, Titans, Ravens, the Eagles still could be. They sort of already got their guy in Robert Quinn. But if the right deal comes along, you know, Howie Roseman's always taking advantage of those sorts of opportunities. So I think, you know, if you look at the very highest end of the market, that's what you're talking about right now.
Kareem Hunt on the move?
Yeah, I think that the Browns are going to try to see if there's something out there for him. Obviously, he's in a contract year, and he wasn't happy with the way contract negotiations went. He would cost, I think, about a fourth-round pick. So if there's a team out there that's willing to give up a four to go and get him for, you know, half a season, I think that's something that could get done. And we know the teams that have been out there sort of sniffing around running backs. The Bills have been out there sniffing around running backs. The Rams have been out there sniffing around running backs. That's another one that I think Philly could be involved in. Obviously there was the stuff out there with them and Kamara. And so I think that those would be sort of the three teams that I would look at in the running back market.
But I wonder, you have certain teams, and you pointed this out, that everybody's sort of on the periphery. You're kind of in the mix. And yeah. Like, are the Rams a buyer? Do they still feel like, hey, we could get OBJ back and we could trade for Kareem yeah. Hunt? We can still be a player in an NFC that seems to be a little more wide open than the AFC.
Yeah, I think it's that. And it's also like just the window that they're in. I know there's probably some perception out there that the window's closed on them, and maybe it has, but I just know like the way that they're operating right now is they're all in on that group of four players they have, in Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Jalen Ramsey and obviously Aaron Donald. And when those guys are gone, I think there's a pretty decent chance Sean McVay is going to be gone too. So you're not just talking about like what's going to happen when you filter those players out and building beyond that. Mm-hmm. You're also about talking about potentially having to replace a coach if it comes to that. So, I know some people would look at it and say, well, at some point they have to hold on to their ones and they can't keep dealing their picks away and all of that. And all of that makes sense.
But 100%. Why would McVay go? Why wouldn't he stay? Pete Carroll stayed around for yet another rebuild there in Seattle.
Because I think at some point he's going to want to take a break. I just do. Like, knowing what I know, I think he's going to at some point want to take a break. There's obviously going to be a lot of money out there for him in television. I know he wants to kick the tires on that.
Yeah.
I would say if I had to ballpark it, I would say he has anywhere between 1 and 5 years left with the Rams. And I do think a big piece of this is going to be dictated, maybe the whole thing is going to be dictated by those four players I mentioned and the core of that team. I do not think that he's going to be sticking around. Now, this is my opinion, but I don't think he's going to be sticking around for the post-Matthew Stafford era of the Rams. And, I'll say this, too. We know Aaron Donald probably only has a couple of years left, right? Like, we sort of have been through that with him. Cooper Kupp, we'll see. He's got a lot of mileage now. He is still under 30, so we'll see how long he can go. Jalen Ramsey is there. And I just don't think Stafford is going to be one of these guys who hangs around until he's 40. I just don't. He's pretty beat up. He's taken a lot of hits. And so, could I see Matthew Stafford being there maybe 2-3 more years? I could see that being the case too. So I think that's all kind of part of why the Rams do feel urgency to build right now, because, this is a group that they've got for the here and now. And yeah, it could get ugly after that. But, while you've got those guys in the building, it makes sense to maximize what you have.
And I always go back to when the Niners got Christian McCaffrey, how close the Rams were to getting Christian McCaffrey. And do we know the details of?
Yeah. I can give you their offer if you want it.
Sure.
the offer. So the Niners got him for a 2, a 3, a 4 in 2023 and a 5 in 2024. The Rams offer was a 2 and a 3 in 23, a 4 and a 5 in 24 in Cam Akers. So the tiebreaker there for the Panthers was that fourth round pick was in 2023 with the Niners and in 2024 with the Rams. The reason for that is because the Rams don't have a fourth round pick in 2024 because last year they traded it for Sony Michel after Cam Akers got hurt. So it's kind of interesting the way all that ties together with the running backs. But the Rams put Cam Akers in the package, hoped that would put them over the top. And obviously it didn't. The Panthers wanted more picks in the here and now. And obviously that can tie into to certain people's job security, like the general manager, Scott Fitter, does he know that he's going to be around in 2024? He doesn't know that. So if he knows he's going to be bringing in a new coach and working with a new coach, it behooves him to make them as competitive as he can in 2023. There are a lot of moving pieces there, but that was the Rams' offer, was a 2 and a 3 this year, this coming year in 23, a 4 and a 5 in 2024 in Cam Akers.
But, we love to follow. There's a trend. I always go back to the greatest show on turf. Then everybody wanted to be like, the St. Louis Rams there offensively. And when it comes to winning now, the Rams said, here's the blueprint. This is what we're going to do. We're going to win now. Do the Niners subscribing to that? Buffalo subscribing to that? The Chiefs, you know, that they're going to go all in to try to win this year?
Yeah, I do think teams are – I think this is an astute observation, Dan. Like, I do think teams are operating in windows more now. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like, okay, we've got a certain group of players that we can win with, and we need to do everything that we can to win with those players while we still have them, because the nature of the sport, you know, it takes a couple of years for a guy to hit his prime, and then how long does he really have? You know, a guy who lasts like Von Miller has lasted, that's an outlier. You know what I mean? Like, most guys, like star players, you have like a 5 or 6 year window where they're going to be, you know, like giving you prime production. And so if you've got a bunch of those guys hitting that window all at the same time, like what the Rams had, then it makes sense to maximize it. And I think that's where the Niners shift has been. They actually, if you go back before the Trey Lance trade, like, they were very different than the Rams. Like, they were very conservative with their picks, and they weren't this team that was going all in. And it took them a little while to build that core. Well, now they have that core. That's where the shift in philosophy is. And so now if you're the Niners, you look at it, it's like Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. Like, that's why they're going all in now, because they've got like a crew of players there that are right in the prime of their career, the same way the Rams have. And so they feel like it's important that they capitalize on that small crew of players now.
He's Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. Let me stay with the Niners. If Jimmy Garoppolo gets to the Super Bowl.
I should mention George Kittle, too. I wouldn't want him to take it personal that I left him out of the group.
Okay. If the Niners get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G, his future is what?
It's so complicated. You know what I mean? Like, it would be interesting to see the opportunity that's out there for him, because he's got such a good situation now. And, you know, assuming they get Deebo Samuel healthy, now you're talking about Deebo Samuel and ascending Brandon Ayuk, who has been excellent, right? Like, and I think is going to be a top 15 receiver in the NFL with a little more time. The best tight end in football, arguably all around tight end in football, and George Kittle. And now Christian McCaffrey behind you, and an offensive line that, if it grows up, could wind up being one of the best in football. Now it's going to be on those three guys in the interior to grow up.
Yeah, but what do you do with Trey Lance and his development here?
And that's the thing. The hard thing about the Trey Lance thing to me is they were willing to go through this year and do what it took to get answers on him, right? Like, they wanted to have clarity by the end of this year. And I know there were people in that building who thought, like, yeah, like in July, Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback, but we think that, like, by the time we get to December and January, Trey Lance will be the better quarterback, if that makes sense, right? Like, so there was a feeling inside that building that was, if we give him the time, he'll get there. We just got to give him the time. Are you willing to do that again? You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing, is like, because of this injury, and it's really unfortunate, it's like, now you don't have those answers. It's not just him getting hurt. It's the fact that you don't have the answers that you were trying to get to. And can you get those answers before you've got to make these decisions in March? Probably not, right? Like, so that's what's complicated about this situation. I still think there's belief in Trey Lance in that building, and I still think they probably go to Trey Lance in 2023. But I think it's more complicated now, and especially more complicated if Jimmy plays well. And remember, if Jimmy wants to take some of this stuff personally, and I think he's filed some of it away, you know, he has a no tag clause in his revised contract. So they can't stop. They can't do anything to stop him from getting to the market.
I could see the victory parade if they won the Super Bowl, where they would have Jimmy in his own car and just telling him to keep driving.
You know what would be perfect? If he went back to New England and there was a quarterback competition between Mac Jones and Jimmy Garoppolo in New England.
Well, there already is a quarterback competition with Bailey Zappi.
We could have a three-way competition.
Yeah, that's exactly. Give me the bad team that's in the best position.
Bad team that's in the best position. I really sort of am starting to like where the Bears are. I know that's probably not a popular opinion. It's not my bias to Justin Fields, but Fields has played better. they're competing their tails off. I don't know how much you've watched them.
I watched them against Dallas. I mean, they made it interesting for a while.
They fight, right?
Yeah,
like they fight. Like and you see it, like they're one of these teams. If you don't play well against them, they'll beat you, you know? And now we have a little more context on the Commanders in that Thursday night game. Maybe the Commanders aren't as bad as we thought they were, and the Bears were in it with them, you know? So I just like sort of look at like how young guys are buying into the program. And then I look at where they're going to be after this year. They did pretty well in the draft, Dan, without having a first-round pick last year. Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon in their secondary look like they're going to be real players. And they're going to have 3 picks in the first 2 rounds and 7 picks in the first 5 rounds and over $100 million to spend in free agency next year with a quarterback that it looks like they're starting to figure out how to use him. And it looks like he's starting to take steps to getting better. And so, like, among the bad teams that are in the best position, I'd probably still put Jacksonville number one because Trevor Lawrence is Trevor Lawrence, and I think he's going to get there. But I think the Bears have sort of entered the conversation there as a team that's going to be really intriguing going into 2023.
Who's your October VP, the MVP of October?
Yeah, I think it was Todd that gave me the warning about this. So it's like that takes some real thinking because like September's out the window on that, right?
Yep.
Got to be Josh Allen, right?
I thought Geno Smith might have been.
Oh, Geno's really good.
Yeah. October VP.
Yeah, I would go Josh Allen. It's the way he played in Kansas City, right? Like that drive at the end of the first half in Kansas City was ridiculous. And I don't think anybody came out of like that game talking about that drive at the end of the first half. But what were they at the 10, right?
Yeah.
It didn't matter. And that to me is like when I look at Buffalo right now, it looks like they're playing with this massive margin for error that you almost never see in the NFL. Like I think I came on here, in the summer and said the Bills sort of remind me in certain ways of the 07 Patriots. And the 07 Patriots played with that margin for error, right? Like it just felt like Brady could throw 3 picks in a game and it wouldn't matter. They were just that good, right? And not that happened, but like that was where they were. Against the Packers, everything looked so easy for them. And they were sleepwalking in the second half. And Josh Allen threw a couple, he used the word boneheaded interceptions, right? And it didn't matter. And I just think like things look so easy for them with Josh Allen back there, the way he's like lifted up his teammates, the way the run game's starting to get going now because of him. I just think like you have to play the Buffalo Bills a certain way now to have any chance against them. And so much of that is based on who their quarterback is. They're a good team all around and they've gotten better. And I mean, it's insane to think that their best defensive player hasn't played a snap yet. You know, that's Tre'Davious White.
Yeah.
I look at like what Josh Allen's done for that place. It's hard for me to go to any other place but Josh Allen as my October VP, yeah. MVP. Is October that, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's a little easier, November VP.
So you kind of merged the M there. The November VP.
September VP. October VP just is, I'm having some troubles. I'm glad that it's gone. November VP. I'll leave you with this. Where do you stand on asking questions that may not be directly related to football, like Tom Brady with his divorce, in a press conference setting or sitting down with Tom Brady, how much of that is fair game?
So it's a tough one. I think like their personal lives are their personal lives until it starts to affect their professional lives. And when it affects something that you're covering.
But how do we know it's affecting him?
And that's the thing. That's the gray area. And that's why, honestly, that's such a big part of like what I do is like in building relationships with people. I always tell people, I'll say like, if I have something sensitive that I'm going to write, I'm going to come to you first. And I think too often we look at these things as being confrontational when more often than not, I think what the reporter's job is not just to grill somebody, it's to give that person a chance to give their side of the story. And if they don't want to give that side of the story, that's fine. But there's also like a form to doing that too. And there's a way to do that. And if I don't have a relationship with somebody, then I'm probably more likely to go and get after him in the press conference on it. And that's naturally going to be a more confrontational setting because of all the cameras and all the people in the room and everything else. If I do have a relationship with somebody, I will always pull that person aside if I have that sort of question for him and ask him and not go right on the record. And that's just the way I do it. I'm not saying there's any right way or wrong way to do it, but you know, I think treating these people with empathy and as human beings is such an important piece of what we do and gets lost so often now in the way the press conferences are beamed onto the internet live and everything else, and everything becomes a meme. And, you know, I just think, you know, like having empathy for the other person and the situation that they're in, if you show that, usually the person doesn't mind you asking the question.
Tom Brady is with the Buccaneers next year in TV or other?
I'm tempted to say other. I mean, we talked about San Francisco.
Other team?
I mean, I don't think it's impossible. If this circles the drain in Tampa,
because now he can play. That his wife left him because he wouldn't stop playing.
I will say this: like, I've thought about the idea of San Francisco, right? And like, if they decide Trey Lance isn't ready and Jimmy wants to leave, and Jimmy leaves. Like, the Niners have had this discussion. The Niners had this discussion this year. Yeah. Like if Tom was available to us, would we do it? Like, they had this conversation this year, and the light was sort of left on for that. You know what I mean? Like, so if you're San Francisco, I mean, I think there's a competitive part of him that, like, if the Niners, like, decided we want to make a run at Tom Brady with the core that we have, and we see how, like, the urgency with which they've sort of built their team, you know, like, I think that would be really tempting for Tom. The problem now is, like, what about the kids? And I know for all everything that's going on.
Are you talking about Trey Lance? Like, what about the kids?
No. No, but I do know, like, a major part of Tom's decision to go to the Buccaneers and not the Chargers in 2020 was because he's got his son Jack lives in New York. And it would be much easier for him to get up to see Jack on off days in New York coming from Tampa than it would be coming from LA. So, like, I think that piece of it is important to him as well. And so I think some of the idea of, like, him playing again could be circumstantial based on what is out there for him. Because I don't think, like, this is a situation where he doesn't think he can play anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, he probably believes that he could play at 46 years old. Whether or not he has the drive for it, I can't say. I think he's the only one that can say whether or not he wants to do it that badly. And I do think the family part of it would be, you know, a pretty significant consideration for him.
And once again, you're not reporting this. We're just,
yeah, don't stick report, colon, yeah. Niners to pursue, radio, whatever.
Good to talk.
I've stepped in too many of those ditches.
good to talk to you, Albert. Thanks for joining us, as always.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the Monday Morning Quarterback. Could you see Tom Brady playing another year and another year someplace else? He does have his TV deal with Fox. Yeah, Paulie.
I didn't see it until Albert explained the awkward possibility of Garoppolo not wanting to be there after what happened, but being marketable, and Trey Lance not being ready, but having a great roster. Then it made sense.
Yeah. But if you didn't want to go to San Francisco, didn't want to go to L.A. because of your kids, you can't go to San Francisco. I mean, it's same kind of commute here. I know that he kicked the tires on going to the Bears. Because that would have been closer to his son in New York. All right, let me take a break. Got some phone calls coming up. Jim Nance will join us next hour, and more on the Michigan-Michigan State altercation as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off.
let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. In South Bend, when the lights come up, anything can go down. Clemson, Notre Dame, Saturday, 7:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. That's tasty. Watched a little bit of basketball last night. The Nets are back. Drew Holiday, three-pointer, gave Milwaukee a two-point win over the Pistons. Bucks are off to a 6-0 start for the third time in franchise history. And each of those previous times, Milwaukee won at least 60 games. Game three of the World Series postponed. It was the first World Series game to be postponed since Game 6 of the 2011 World Series between the Cardinals and the Rangers. Let's see. Cliff in Vancouver. Hey, Cliff, your nominee for October VP.
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to Danettes. This is a hard nomination for me because we're Oregon State fans in our household. But we nominate Bo Nix for University of Oregon, who's had a pretty outstanding year after their loss to Georgia. And his numbers are pretty comparable to Marcus when he won the Heisman Trophy.
All right. Yeah, he's played well. He's a great athlete. He just inconsistent. You know, you go back to Auburn, but yeah, he had a great month there. It's, you know, can you have more separation after what happened against Georgia? Georgia against Tennessee coming up this weekend. That'll spotlight college football. Tom in Ohio. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today? Hey, Tom.
I have an October VP, but first I'd like to say I'm glad you dumped Jay. On behalf of DP Nation, Marv, I apologize for that clown.
Okay.
But my October VP is Ross Chastain from NASCAR. He really wasn't expected to even make the chase this year at the beginning, you know, of the season. He came all the way through. Now, after that move, he made it Martinsville Sunday, you know, passed eight cars in two turns on the last lap. And, you know, he brought himself into the final four, and he could possibly be your November VP also if he wins the championship this
week. That's good stuff there, Tom. Thanks for sticking up for Marvin. We had somebody making fun of Marv's hands. We're so past that. Aren't we?
It was my dad, or lack thereof.
Oh, I thought it was your hands. My bad.
I think the hands thing's still going.
Yeah, we're going to continue that. But your dad's a deadbeat dad.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's dead dad's club and deadbeat dad's club.
Oh, and I forgot about Paulie's dad.
To be fair, Marvin, my dad also doesn't get me anything for Christmas anymore. So we're kind of even.
But if a tree falls in the woods, never mind.
No. All good. Yes, Eden.
I forgot to call my dad yesterday.
Oh, you did.
But as a choice.
I might call him today.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't call my dad either.
We'll see.
Yeah, couldn't call my dad.
I'll check in with mom, and then usually I'll call my mom, and then my dad will get on the phone if he's around. Sometimes he's not around, though.
That's nice.
But yeah,
my dad's never around.
Yeah, I saw him last month, though.
Yeah, that's nice.
He came to my son's soccer game, which is a special moment.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Grandfather, dad.
Three generations.
Yeah. That must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's good.
More on the Michigan State situation, and Jim Nance will stop by. Got a busy final hour. Hope you'll join us. One more item as we close out hour two, and it's our friends from Tunnel to Towers Foundation. They have been delivering on a promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's greatest heroes have made for us. Heroes like Mario Nelson. He helped with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. That experience motivated him to enlist in the U.S. Army. He was deployed to Iraq and was 2 months from coming home. He was killed in action at the age of 26. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. Well, Tunnel to Towers Foundation helped out his wife and daughter. They received a mortgage-free home. Your kindness and generosity brought them financial stability and peace of mind when they needed it the most. For some families, the foundation brings comfort, knowing they can stay in that home where they made those memories with their fallen loved ones. For others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Tunnel to Towers. Donate $11 to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.